Then he cried just south of Nashville, and he turned that car around. He said,
"This is where you get off, boy, because I'm going back to Alabama." As I stepped out of that Cadillac, I said, "Mister, many thanks." He said, "You don't have to call me Mister, Mister. The whole world called me Hank." He said, "Victor, can you make..."
Welcome back to the Jeff Moore Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Monday morning. We do appreciate your time. 251-343-0106. Text me. Let me know what you're thinking. Pat says, "Ideology. Some of my wife's teachers at South were absolutely horrible. The book she was required to read was extremely socialist." And this was 2 years ago, pre-med classes. Real quick before we get to our next guest, Pat, I was talking to a well-respected journalist. Both he and I had our days at University of South Alabama. But upon further review, and I know I've been a big critic of South, just based on my personal experience, but turns out it's not as bad as, like, the other flagship state colleges in Alabama. We can talk more about that later, Pat, but turns out, especially with this DEI revolution going on in academia, South, my understanding, not quite as terrible. Anyway, enough of that. Joining us now on the line, he represents the north part of our listening area, or at least the north part of Mobile County. State Representative Shane Stringer is with us. Representative, good morning. How are you?
Hey, doing great, Jeff. Thank you for having me.
Hey, thank you for making time for us. We always appreciate you coming on. Well, let's kick it off here. And I was in Birmingham last week. Saw some of your colleagues. Gambling looks like it is it's the inevitable runaway train. Something's going to happen there. What are you hearing? How early? What do you think the temperature in the room is like when we're getting this gambling discussion going?
From a lot of the discussions I'm having, it appears that it is the hot topic, and a lot of work going into it right now. You know, even a rumor that there may be a special session to deal with the gaming issue. So that wouldn't shock me if that don't come up prior to the regular session. But a lot of work going into it, a lot of, a lot of talk on it. And I think it's going to be a priority. If it's not in the special session, then it'll be a priority in the regular session.
Will be one of these special sessions in a session kind of situations, you think?
Yeah, I would assume, you know, maybe a week or two prior to the regular session, or maybe even it could be called like it has in the past. You know, once we gavel in, we could gavel out and come start a special session. But we'll see. It's, that's just one of the rumors being taught, but it is a priority and looks like it. This could be the year for something to finally happen.
And I don't know, like, the one thing I've heard as kind of a sweetener to get some Democrats on board, talk about Medicaid expansion. Is that in any discussions you're having?
That is one of the rumors that is going around, that that's something that's being considered and pushed, to, as you said, to try to get some of the Democrat support. So, you know, I don't know, in the Republican arena, that has not been talked a lot yet. I'm sure we'll hear some of that as it comes up soon.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what the reaction from your side of the aisle will be on Medicaid expansion, because up until this point, it's kind of been a deal breaker. Well, it's not even, you know, really brought up. It's like we're no way, no how interested and expanding the state's burden on Medicaid.
Yeah, and that's correct. That's what I've heard, you know, over the last 5 years. So it's going to be interesting, you know, as every year that gaming has come up, there's been some, deal breakers, I guess you could call them, you know, when it comes to where the money goes. I don't think the gaming issue itself has been as big of a concern or issue with most of the legislators. I think it's more about what where the money is going and the accountability of the money. So that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out this time. You know, I know a lot of people would love to see some kind of college grant system in place with that money to hopefully get our kids into some kind of workforce or, schooling to help better our workforce in Alabama.
Do you think it's just kind of the fixes in that it will be education, or is there, will this money, could it go to something else?
It's really hard to say. You know, one of the years, I guess my first year that we addressed it, they were wanting to put pretty much all of it into the general fund at that time. And there was so much resistance to that they came back and agreed to put some of it in the education trust fund. But there was never any checks and balances in place to assure that, you know, that there was not going to be any taxes or funds taken out of the education trust fund, since that amount would be going in there. So a lot of negotiating and a lot of, I guess, working it, you know, working the bill to try to get it where it needs to be. And like I said, I think the biggest thing is the money side of it.
Well, and it comes at a time where the tax revenue is going to the ETF, really. I mean, the grocery tax cut is showing it's having an impact on the bottom line of the ETF. But the ETF is far from being in any kind of bad health situation. I mean, I guess how much will be put toward education is always, is it ever enough, is the question.
That is true. You know, in the education in our state is probably one of the most important issues that we'll have to face, that and public safety. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we're all looking at the big picture here, not just what's going on now, not just looking at how good the education trust fund is financially right now. And we're looking at years down the road. We're trying to, you know, keep our ship afloat. And, you know, we've been very financially smart with our budgets, you know, since I've been there, for sure. It looks like since Republicans have taken over the majority in Montgomery. So I hope that we continue on that path and continue to work to make sure that, you know, we're stable in the years to come.
Well, last question on this, and we'll move on to something else. And this sort of was where your expertise, I suppose, would play in here. When you hear the speaker, when you hear some of the others, Greg Allbritton in the Senate, they say that something's got to be done here because it's sort of a runaway black market, if you will, underground gambling. Gambling is going on in the state, and number one, it's not being regulated, but number two, it's not being taxed, and that gets back to the financial component. But like, how serious do you think that is of a problem? And is it like, are we looking at like Al Capone in the last century with these speakeasy sort of gambling places where it really could lead to something like a Phoenix City, or well, maybe not quite Phoenix City, but you see what I'm saying here, where organized crime could arise?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that's possible. There's a lot of gaming operations throughout the state, you know, without us even having anything and that are operating illegal. So, you know, yeah, I think something needs to be done. I know that, you know, Chairman Andy Witt has been traveling the state, kind of checking out some of these facilities and kind of getting a hands-on view of what we're looking at across the state. But absolutely something needs to be done. Either we need to pass the gaming and do it legal, or either we need to shut those down. You know, you're going to see the Attorney General, Steve Marshall, step up and try to look at those and work on that a little bit to try to help us with that issue. So, you know, something needs to be done. It just isn't right for them to be operating illegally in the state. Like I said, it's we're providing services in those areas and stuff that, you know, come from tax money. So we need to make sure that they are doing their part and trying to help provide the services, emergency services, and everything that we have in those areas.
Joined by State Representative Shane Stringer here on the program. Representative, let's move on to another kind of interesting topic that's ought to be, right? Maybe it's not quite front and center yet, but man, we are getting really close to March 5th. The second congressional district, and it stretches from your neck of the woods all the way to Phoenix City in Russell County. It's a really a crazy district. We get a sense of kind of where some of the polling is showing what is going on here. But tell me this, if you're talking to any of these candidates and they want your advice, what do they need to be kind of focusing on when it comes to these federal issues and running for Congress to represent you're part of that district?
I think for the Republican Party in my district and in that district, they're going to have to work on voting security, making sure that we've got integrity in our voting system. And, you know, there's not boxes and boxes of ballots being presented by individuals. I think we've got to have accountability there. The integrity of our election system is the backbone of our society. We have got to maintain that. And I think whoever takes that battle on is going to have to address that issue, and that should be one of their top concerns as a Republican.
Well, and now, to the South in the first, when I talked to both Mary Moore and Jerry Carl, it's immigration. It's the border. Seems to be the concern among at least Republican voters when they go and speak. And that's the question they get. Now, I mean, like, do you really see the impact in your part of that district where illegal immigration, and it could not just the immigrants themselves, but drug trafficking or whatever it may be coming from the southern border, do you really see the impact?
Absolutely. I think at this point, I don't know if there's a community, a state across the United States that is not affected. It is pretty bad. I mean, I just can't believe that they've allowed that situation to deteriorate to the point it is. I mean, something has absolutely got to be done. And yes, that has been an extremely hot topic over the last 3 years also. And you know, but I just think coming into the upcoming election, they're going to be looking, people are wanting solid elections if we want results. So, but yeah, that's got to be addressed. We are seeing it. You know, we're seeing more and more illegal immigrants stopped and, you know, different issues throughout our communities, you know, that we've not seen in a long time.
And you know, like, this is where people don't look at the bottom line here. Are these unanticipated costs of illegal immigration or an unsecure border per se? But let's say that you know it does cost local communities. You have to step up the police protection or the school system or whatever it may be. That there's these unrealized costs to this policy that Joe Biden has in place. And, you know, even if you give Republicans the Congress right now, they haven't really been able to make much headway. Do you see like an ebb and a flow here? Do you see any discernible differences in the last year or so?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's absolutely going to tax and already is taxing our government, whether it be the local, you know, the city, county, state, and even, of course, the federal level. You know, we're looking at housing issues. We're looking at, you know, food stamp type issues. You're looking at the criminal justice system. This is so many facets that it's affecting. It's just unbelievable, you know, and you know, being in law enforcement and in the criminal justice system, yeah, we're seeing more and more arrestees from your petty crime type stuff all the way up to your MS-13 gang member type stuff. So, you know, there's a lot going on in that, and it's on top of the inflation and everything else that we're already facing. Now we're facing, our governments are faced with trying to house and feed and, you know, help manage the health care and different stuff of these immigrants. And, you know, we've got legal processes for these immigrants to come into our country. And, you know, and the ones that have came into our country the legal way, they definitely don't like what's going on. And, you know, they're probably the strongest people opposed to the open border policy. So, you know, something has got to be done to try to curb that and to try to get things back in check.
Yeah, and that's what I anticipate a lot of this conversation, a lot of this discussion heading in that direction. Representative, we got to leave it there. We're out of time, but I always appreciate you making time for us.
Yep, not a problem. I appreciate you, Jeff, and also represent North Baldwin, too, up in Stockton.
Yeah.
And glad to represent them guys and just didn't want to leave them out. But I appreciate you having me on, and y'all have a blessed day.
State Representative Shane Stringer there. They got a congressional election coming up in the next few months here, so I guess we all do. 251-343-0106. That's how you get in touch with the program. Hit us up there on the text line. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Moore Show on FM Talk 106.5.